Good morning. It's 7:39, time for the Hope Sports Roundtable, brought to you on 1450 WHTC by the Lighthouse Title Group and Googs Pub and Grub. This morning in studio with us is Mr. Ron Weatherby and head coach Matt Neal. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you both doing?
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Ron.
Both blew into the studios this morning.
Good day for a little conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got kind of a big game coming up tomorrow. Matt, you guys right now have a share of the MIAA title, but it's nice to have that, but there's nothing worse in terms of my mind than saying that you're sharing the championship with somebody. So this game, despite with a bottom feeder, Adrian, it's going to be a challenge. You're going to get their best game out of them, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely, Dan. I think that's one thing that we've found all season long. We get everybody's best game, and we're prepared for that. We have our guys mentally ready, physically ready, and I think that it's one time in the life of a player that you don't really need to be a real kind-hearted soul as far as sharing anything. We don't. Told the guys yesterday that, you know, your mothers have all taught you to share things your whole life. Well, this is one time you can be selfish. So we're planning on going down there and playing some really, really good basketball and coming back with an outright championship.
Well, it doesn't help to share out there. We had to do that last year with that other school over in Grand Rapids that we had to share a championship.
So. Yeah, that other school over there.
that other place over there in Grand Rapids. And so this year we've got a chance for an outright championship. And Coach Dav and I have been climbing that ladder the last three ball games, and we're on the top step. And sometimes that top step gets a little bit wiggly when you get up on top there.
Well, I think if you allow it to, it does. I think that we have been we've been pretty direct with our guys and what we want to accomplish what they want to accomplish and what we want to do as a program. And I think our guys have bought into it. I think that if you've noticed, our defensive effort has been quite solid here for the past few games. You know, the second half against Kalamazoo was much better than the first. You know, we gave up 42 points in the first half. That was the most points we've given up in six games and a half. So I think that as far as the first half goes, but I think our guys are really honing in on why we were successful against K. You know, the ball went inside to VA and back out and went back into him again and into Caleb and into Harrison and Brock. And we were able to get a lot of good things in the paint. And I think that's going to be the same thing that has to happen tomorrow down at Adrian.
Well, it was a great ball game against Kay on Wednesday night out there. What impressed us is the amount of assists that you had out there. Yeah. You had seven guys, and each of them had three assists in that ball game. And for the ball game, you had 26 overall.
I know, and the game prior, I mean the Alma game. If you looked at what the statistics were at halftime, we had four against Alma, and it was indicative of how the game was going. Guys were trying to do too much on their own, and we got things back in order the way we needed to. And I guess if you take a look at what we were able to accomplish in the first half of the Kalamazoo game, we scored 59 points, and we had 15 assists at half. And so again, when we share the ball, when we move the basketball and play five-man basketball, we're pretty tough.
And that included everybody. You got everybody in the ball game. Everybody got in the scorebook, and some of the younger guys out there that don't get a chance to play very often had some pretty good ball games out there.
They sure did. I think one of the nice things about the game Wednesday is that there was a point in time when I had all four seniors on the floor and I brought them off together. Even though I put Cody back in a little bit later, it was nice for those four senior guys to play together. I don't know if we're going to have another time and they can do that. I hope we do. But did that, and then I had all the freshmen together, which was really nice to see the future out on the floor. And I think there's just going to be a lot of great promise for our program down the road because of the guys that we have playing for us.
Well, I really think your sophomore class is a great class out there. And I'm kind of looking forward 2 years down the pike already. That should be a great year out there when all these guys get to be seniors.
Well, I'm not looking that far ahead, Ron, to be honest with you. I want this year to finish really strong, and I think we have what it takes to keep playing, and I think that our guys believe that. But we've recruited hard. We've really, really worked hard, and we've been out of state quite a bit with that sophomore group, the freshman group. We have one out-of-state guy, and then the other guys are Michigan kids. But we're after some good players again this year. You know, the idea is to keep this thing going for a while because it's a lot of fun.
Well, Coach White, as you mentioned out there, always has his ball club ready. Mm-hmm. And even this year, they talk about Hope, the team they like to beat, as does everybody in the MIAA is hope, and they could make their season, even though they're sitting at the bottom of the conference. If they knock off Hope College, they're going to brag about that for years to come. Yeah.
Well, you ask Albion what their biggest win was for this season, and they'll tell you beating us by 18 at third place. You know, that was, and I'm going to tell you that day I think was just a bad day all the way around. From the get-go, my schedule to the schedule of us leaving to getting there, all that. But Mark's kids at Adrian are tough. They're hard-nosed. He's a whale of a coach. He has been since he came there. He was in high school at Renaissance High in Detroit. And his guys will be very, very ready to play. So we're not looking, you know, we know we've solidified a spot in the tournament and all of that and hosting next week Wednesday, but right now we're concerned about being better tomorrow than we are today in practice, and that will be the mantra of our team all day long.
Well, I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago out there, you never know what you're going to find down at Adrian. And the year we have Steve Kramer, we went down there and they got on Kramer and you know, every which way they possibly could that season. And Hope just used that as a springboard, and they really played well that night.
Right, and I think that we played really well against Adrian when they were at our place. They went to that zone, and we took us a little bit, but our second unit of guys figured out how to attack it. And so we worked on that yesterday in practice. We'll do some more of that just in case we do see it. His last two games, though, Coach White has played all man. so I think that we'll have to be ready for anything. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes to a little half-court trap or some kind of a gimmick kind of a defense a little bit just to shake things up. That maybe something we haven't seen that he'd like to use next year. So I think that we'll just be solid, pre-prepared, take what they give us, and we'll roll it as it comes.
Well, it's going to be a mental ball game, I think, out there. Physically, we outmatch them very much on the court. But, you know, we're talking already, it's a long ride out there. You know, that gym, so-so, and mm-hmm. things like this. And that's the attitude we got to get out of our heads.
Well, the nice thing is that there's a JV game. So we'll get there, and our JV guys will be able to play. Our guys can shoot a little bit on their auxiliary court and just kind of make things feel a little bit more at home and kind of get used to being in the surroundings and then come out. And, you know, it's tough finishing your season on the road. We certainly would like to finish it right here at the DeVos, but it'll be sweet no matter what to win this thing outright, and our guys are determined to get it done that way.
And we will move on to the MIAA, and that's going to be right here at the DeVos.
Yeah, we play next week Wednesday. We'll play Trine. They played Albion, and Albion beat them quite handily down at Trine on Wednesday night. So we end up having the fourth seed, which is Trine, and we've done pretty well against them. So we feel good about the matchups. We know their personnel very well. We know what we have to get done, and then the other game will be the Calvin and Albion game, and that'll be a little interesting because Calvin and Albion play tomorrow, and so they turn right back around and play again Wednesday. So, you know, hey, you know, whatever happens to other teams. I'm more concerned about how my guys play.
Well, this is the last chance for people to go down this season out there before the tournament, get a look at the Flying Dutchman yet before we start tournament. They've been playing well. Root them on down to Adrian tomorrow.
All right, Ron. Thanks so much for the support.
Let's go, Hope.
All right, fantastic, guys. Thank you very much. Ron Weatherby and Matt Neal joining us this morning here on the Hope Sports Roundtable, and hopefully you guys can capture that title coming up down in Adrian. So thank you so much, Matt, for being with us.